Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1614. What causes dizziness after a workout? By Corinne O'Keefe Osborne with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's article is particularly interesting to me. I've always been the type of person that will feel dizzy or nauseated after a particularly grueling workout. I'm always jealous of people that say they've never had this feeling. So let's talk about why this might be. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. What causes dizziness after a workout? By Corinne O'Keefe Osborne with Healthline.com. Things to consider. If a recent sweat sesh has left you reeling, it's normal to be concerned. Post-workout dizziness usually isn't a sign of anything serious. Oftentimes, it results from improper breathing or dehydration. Sound familiar? Listen on to learn more about why this happens and what you can do to stop it. 1. You're forgetting to breathe. When you're exercising, your muscles eat up a lot of oxygen. Your breathing and heart rate increase so that more oxygenated blood can flow into your muscles. If you aren't breathing enough during or after exercise, your heart may not be pumping enough oxygenated blood into your brain. Dizziness can occur whenever the brain is starved for oxygen. How to find relief? Take a seat on the floor. Take 3 deep breaths and exhale slowly. Continue for 3 to 5 minutes before slowly rising to a standing position. How to prevent this in the future? Many people hold or restrict their breath during certain workouts, such as core exercises. Try to find a happy medium between keeping your core tight and holding your breath. The longer you work on this, the easier it will become. 2. You're overexerting yourself. Although overexertion is common in group exercise classes and team training sessions, it can happen anywhere, anytime. Pushing too hard during your workout can cause your blood pressure to drop or result in dehydration. This can leave you feeling lightheaded, dizzy, or faint. How to find relief? If you're feeling dizzy, take a minute to cool down, catch your breath, and slow your heart rate. Drink as much water as possible to rehydrate your depleted muscles. How to prevent this in the future? Trying to do too much too fast can do more harm than good, so listen to your body. You should push yourself, but do so slowly over time. For now, try taking your workouts down a few notches. You can gradually increase their intensity each week until you reach your desired level. 3. You're dehydrated. Dehydration happens when you lose more water than you're taking in. When you exercise, your body temperature rises. Your body sweats to cool itself down. You can lose a lot of water during intense exercise, especially if it's a hot day. In addition to dizziness, you may experience lightheadedness, dry mouth, extreme thirst, and fatigue. How to find relief? This is an easy one. Drink water. How to prevent this in the future? It isn't enough to carry a water bottle. You also have to drink it. you may find it helpful to stick to set water breaks during a workout. Consider taking a drink after you complete a certain number of minutes or rotations. You should also ensure that you have enough water to sustain you during your workout. Take your access to refill stations, the intensity of the exercise, and overall duration into consideration when packing your water supply. 4. You have low blood sugar. When you exercise, your muscles consume more energy than normal. During the first 15 minutes of exercise, your body draws on the sugar or glucose floating around in your bloodstream and muscles to sustain you. Once that's depleted, your blood sugar drops. Your body taps into your reserves, drawing glucose from your liver. Your brain relies on glucose to function normally. When your brain is starved for glucose, you may feel dizzy. Other symptoms include sweating, shaking, confusion, headache, and fatigue. How to find relief? Low blood sugar can be easily remedied by eating a small snack, like a banana. For faster results, try drinking a glass of juice. Juice contains fructose, a natural form of glucose that the body absorbs quickly. How to prevent this in the future? To keep your blood sugar levels from dropping during your workouts, make sure your body has plenty of glucose reserves to draw on. You can do this by snacking on whole grains or lean proteins about an hour or so before your workout. 5. You have low blood pressure. Your blood pressure is normally at its lowest point about 30 to 60 minutes after exercise. Some people experience a more rapid drop. This can happen during any type of exercise, but may be more common when you fail to cool down after a vigorous workout. When you're exercising, your heart and muscles are working in overdrive. They keep the blood pumping so that your muscles can get the oxygen they need. When you abruptly stop exercising, your heart and muscles quickly return to their normal pace. It can take a little longer for your blood vessels to catch up. This means that oxygenated blood may flow to your brain at a slower rate than normal. When your brain doesn't get enough oxygen, it makes you feel dizzy and lightheaded. How to find relief? If you're feeling lightheaded or faint, sit down and put your head between your knees. This will help bring oxygenated blood to your brain. How to prevent this in the future? It isn't always possible to prevent blood pressure drops. It may help to be fully hydrated, as dehydration may exacerbate the problem. Make sure you eat well before your workouts and maintain a healthy diet. If you take any blood pressure medications, talk to your doctor about your symptoms. They may be able to prescribe a different medication or make other recommendations. What if I'm pregnant and I'm getting dizzy? If your normal workout routine is suddenly causing dizziness, take a break until you're able to speak with your doctor. Pregnancy shouldn't have any effect on your workout routine, which means your dizziness may be caused by one of the conditions listed before. In some cases, dizziness could be a sign of iron deficiency anemia or preeclampsia. See a doctor immediately if you're experiencing swelling in the face or hands, high blood pressure, blurred vision, and persistent headaches. Your doctor will want to run some tests to determine what's causing your symptoms and whether it's affecting the pregnancy. They can advise you on any next steps. When to see a doctor or other healthcare provider. If you adjust your routine but continue to experience dizziness, make an appointment with a doctor or other healthcare provider. Your symptoms may be a sign of an underlying condition. Your provider will perform a physical exam to assess how well your heart and lungs are functioning. They may also request blood tests to check for nutritional deficiencies, infection, or diabetes. You just listened to the post titled, What Causes Dizziness After a Workout? By Corinne O'Keefe Osborne with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so after reading today's article, I would say number two applies most to me. Basically, I feel dizzy because I'm overexerting myself. I remember one of the times I experienced these feelings most intensely was during my very first boot camp group exercise class. Just as Corinne predicted, during group fitness classes, this can happen. Now, I thought I was in decent shape when I joined the class, so I was pretty confident I could handle whatever was thrown at me. Fast forward 30 minutes into the workout, and I was on my back with my feet elevated, trying not to be sick in front of everybody. Luckily, after a few minutes of lying there, the feeling passed and I was okay. But after that experience, something really interesting happened. The next few times I went to the gym to work out on my own, not as part of the group boot camp class, I kept experiencing that dizziness. So just like today's author, Corinne, said, I had to start from scratch. I had to reduce the intensity of my workouts, then build up slowly over time. Now, I do still have days where I overexert myself and start to feel dizzy, but that's by design. I'm trying to push myself beyond my limits. But I don't push myself like this during every single workout, just once in a while so that I can continue to improve myself. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.